Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 78 this morning, and it's verses 71 to 73.
61.
Oh, sorry, 61 to 63.
And delivered his power to captivity, his glory to the hand of the foe. He gave his people over to the sword and vented his wrath on his heritage. Fire devoured the young men, and the young woman had no marriage song.
Here we just seen again, when you turn from the Lord and His principles, you it just brings death. And we just heard from Angus this morning. We were listening to him, one of his message from yesterday, and he shared on Ezekiel.
33 verse 11.
Ezekiel 33:11, and he says, the Lord has no pleasure on the death of a sinner. But it's about turning from their wicked ways so he can favor. This is what it's all about. There we see then in the situation with the Israelites being taken out of Egypt, it was about turning. They had to turn to a living God, and they needed to bring the right sacrifices and the sacrifices of a spirit that was in tune, that loved God. And we can see the beautiful examples is Moses listening to God, and then Caleb and Joshua, people of a different spirit. That stayed with God, that loved the things of God, hated evil and loved what is of God. And that's what it's all about. And we need to remember that, because this God that we've got, that is our Father, that's given us a beautiful covenant. Here in this covenant, we see he leaves that tent. He had a place of dwelling there among them. He left that. But he had something better in mind, and he's made it available, is that we can come into his tent, into his provision. And then coming into his provision, his kingdom provision, we are also a tent, a part of the kingdom, precious stones that where God dwells. And that's what we've got to take hold of, the beauty of God's great love. But not forgetting, this is why a lot of evil has taken hold of the church, is because people have forgotten the solid standards of what God hates and what God loves. And what he hates in it is sexual immorality, idolatry, when you put things before him and you start looking so to the world and loving this and loving that, and not balancing it with what does God desire, what is pleasing to God. And then he talks about grumbling, and then he talks about testing of the Lord, testing the Lord. And these things we can see in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Using the example of the Israelites, he says we must learn. These things were written for our encouragement, so we can learn to take hold of that which is good and not fall into the same trap. Again, go back to Ezekiel, what's it, 33,
33:11.
11. God, he hates it when sinners dies. He doesn't like that, but he wants us to turn. So it's all about turning, and turning is moving into restoration, because we have got restoration in Christ Jesus. All the provision has been made for us to have all that God originally intended for us. So be encouraged, brothers and sisters. You've got a living, beautiful, good God that's made a new and a better covenant, that you can leave the old and not take part of the death. Because mankind, or mankind, all of us, soon as you start taking hold of wrong things and your desires are wrong, and then your plans are wrong, and then you standing for the wrong things. But I love that scripture in Ezekiel, Isaiah 32 verse 8. It says, noble people, and we are noble because God is noble, and we can say also godly. We are godly people. And godly people make godly plans, and by godly plans they stand. So to stand in the armor of godliness is to stand in the goodness of God. And then you do what is right, because you are right. You are in the right kingdom. You are in the right mind, and because you've got the right spirit. Be led by the Spirit, stand on what is good, be too busy with what is good to make any room for the evil, for the bad, for the worldliness, because you've got godliness now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.